Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Pets Aloud, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
This is indeed Pets Aloud on Joy 94.9. My name is Oz, and joining me in the studio is a lovely and tireless Kate Holter. And I'm saying tireless because what time did you get to bed last night?
Actually, I'm one of the lucky ones. I left at about sort of 8:45. But some of our vets and vet nurses and staff work right through the night and are leaving sort of around about 6 o'clock in the morning because we had, of course, D-Sex in the City last night.
That's right. D-Sex in the City returned second time around.
That's right. And it was wonderful to see so many people take up the offer to bring in their cats to get D-Sex. Lots of people just really appreciating the opportunity. So I'm sure our head of vet services, Dr. and Pets Aloud presenter, Dr. Alan Bolton, will also be a little bit croaky today because he was there from midnight last night.
My eyes still feel puffy. They're a bit stingy, but you know, and I wasn't even there through the night.
But you worked back. You were interviewing people, Oz, and yeah, it was a team effort, wasn't it? Like
it
everyone was.
Was
sort of just pitching in and just pleased with the whole result.
Definitely, and we'll be having more details in our news wrap coming up soon. The tea cuts aren't working for me today. Well, school is in and bad behaviour is out today on Pets Aloud.
It's fair to say at the Lost Dogs Home we receive plenty of rough diamonds. However, they are precious gems, and with just a little bit of polish and tailored training, they will make brilliant adoptable companions.
To help shelter dogs with basic behavioural issues this year, we with Planet Canine piloted and launched Finishing School, an exciting addition to our behaviour rehabilitation program. So stay tuned today on Pets Aloud as we hear more about the Finishing School program.
And I will catch up with Jan and Rat. They're both volunteers of Finishing School.
We're checking with Planet Canine head trainer Nicole Beasley about two Finishing School graduates now looking for a home to call their own.
And we'll have all the regular Pets Aloud segments coming your way.
The Pets Aloud News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
It is indeed that time of the show where we look at the best news of the week, and boy, don't we need it. We need some good news out
there.
We
do, yeah, and we've got it.
So yesterday, our Frank Soundways Vet Clinic team scrubbed up and prepped for a marathon of great proportion again.
That's right. So in just 24 hours, they took on the mammoth task of desexing over 50 cats well into the wee hours of the morning for D-Sex in the City part two, or again.
Back for the second installment.
What do you call it when,
The sequel.
That's the word I'm looking for. D-Sex in the City, the sequel.
So for listeners that are wondering what on earth we're talking about,
exactly.
What is D-Sex in the City?
Well, D-Sex in the City is a low-cost D-Sexing offer, and we offer it to people who are on a healthcare card or pension card, and we lowered the price to $45 for both cats. For both male cats and female cats to make desexing more achievable for people. So a lot of people struggle financially and they want to do the right thing by their cats. They love their cats, but they simply can't afford it because most, especially females, are well over $100 generally to desex. And for us as a shelter, as for the Lost Dogs Home, we want to see more cats desexed because we want to reduce the number of unwanted kittens being born. So it was, you know, it's a win-win for both cat owners as well as the home, and I guess the biggest winners are the cats in the end because it improves their health. They're much more comfortable when they're desexed, and we don't have so many unwanted cats, hopefully.
And cats, I mean, we've talked about it so many times on the show previously. They breed so quickly. So, you know, within a short period of time, by not desexing your cat, you could have unexpected visitors. I mean,
You can almost guarantee that you will. If you know, as you said, Oz, you'll have some unexpected relatives for Christmas if you haven't desexed your cat. Mm-hmm. Because if we are going into the breeding season for cats, they like the warmer weather to breed, and they can have 2 to 3 litters within, you know, the summer period. Mm-hmm. So easily, you know, one cat can have something like I guess 20 kittens, mm-hmm, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then it just increases when you think about their breeding. You know, with other cats, they become able to breed at a very young age as well.
Yeah,
the knock-on effects there. So yesterday, I believe we de-sexed about 55.
That's right. We had at least 55 people were booked in, or 55 cats were booked in, and 80% of those cats were female, which is, I guess, fantastic, mm-hmm, because those are the ones that are going on to have the kittens, if not de-sexed.
And people just travelled in from all over the place. We had pet owners from Melton, from Laylaw, as far as Bendigo.
I know. It's amazing. It just goes to show that the offer is just so important. And actually just chatting to people on the night as well. They were so grateful to have that offer. And, you know, as soon as they saw it on Facebook, they were booking in straight away. And the take-up was amazing. We were booked out within 24 hours. So it just goes to show that there was that real need. And a lot of sort of thank you, grateful comments throughout the night as well. But you had one interesting...
Yeah, look, we're going to be hearing from a lot of the pet owners that did come along yesterday on the program next week. But one that really struck out was a single mother, basically, who came along with her daughter and three female cats. They caught public transport to get there. Mm. They took two trains and a bus to come along and de-sex her three female cats. So... You know, it was just incredible, and you know, to see that she sort of, you know, basically, it was the motivating factor was the cheap price.
Exactly, and that's what I found also talking to different people. It was that they wanted to do it, but they just couldn't have afforded it. And some had one or two de-sexed cats at home, but they you know, they just couldn't afford the third or the second cat, and this was their opportunity. But yeah, traveling that to go to that effort, it just goes, you know, they want to do the right thing, but you know, just making it. The price achievable for
accessible.
Them.
Accessible, yeah. Definitely. We should remind, though, pension card holders do receive a 10% discount all year at the Frank Sanways Veterinary Clinic. For more information, you can call our clinic on 9329 2755, and do keep an eye out on our Facebook page and our website for the next D6 in the city. Now, Kate, you headed off to Halebury. It's a grammar school.
Mm-hmm.
You met some really thoughtful students yesterday.
I did, and this is actually my second visit to Halebury in Brighton East, and it was the middle school that I met with, and they have a social justice initiative throughout the year, and that's just making the kids aware of, you know, people in need in the community, giving back to the community, which I think is just an amazing initiative. It was just wonderful.
It's so different compared to the times when we were back.
We were saying, weren't we? Like, it was just get your homework done, and that's all that matters. So, no, but they really have a holistic approach to education these days, which is fabulous. And these kids are so enthusiastic, and they have social justice captains, and which lead the initiatives and choose, you know, which charity they might sort of work with or highlight. Mm-hmm. And one of them is the Lost Dogs Home, which I'm so grateful for, and because obviously dogs and cats that are lost or not wanted don't have a voice, and it's all about that. So they're collecting blankets and towels for the home, and also making these lovely pet beds, which they're actually sewing themselves. And then what they do on top of that is they actually write a message with a texter on top of the material, you know, with messages of hope for the animals going up for adoptions. I hope you find a lovely home and that sort of thing.
Oh, terrific. So, when will we be seeing these?
By the end of the year. So they're still working on them, but I was just there to promote the home, and I brought my two dogs along as examples of past adoptees from the home. So it was wonderful. Yeah,
that's awesome. We'll have to share photos of their works on our Facebook page, I think, to get it out there and get everyone to see what the terrific work they've been doing. And also another great initiative is Change for Chips. No, I've got it wrong.
Chips
where
for
are we?
Change.
Chips
I think
for Change. I can't find where I put that.
Yeah, so Berkeley Square Shopping Centre approached us a few weeks ago, and it's an initiative. I guess it's quite similar to the Grilled initiative, where you're given a chip and you have to, there's three or four charities to choose from, and you nominate which one you want to give your chip to, and based on the number of chips or who has the most chips is what donation they make. So, and that is Berkeley Square Shopping Centre. So yes, you could go along to Berkeley Square Shopping Centre, which is in Brunswick in Melbourne. I think it's on Sydney Road, and there are certain stores that are participating, and if you're purchasing something there, they'll give you a chip, and then they'll let you know where you need to go to make your vote, I guess, as to where your donation goes. And
awesome. And if we do win, the money's going to go through to our finishing school program, which we're going to be talking about all throughout the program today. So that wraps up this Sunday, the 26th of October. For more information, again, do check out our website. And finally, our Christmas catalogue's out.
Yes. And going great guns too. Lots of people are buying some wonderful cards and gifts available in the catalogue. And you can go online to view our catalogue, or we can send you a copy in the mail if you want to contact the home on 932-927-55.
But check it out. There's heaps of Christmas inspirations there, and, of course, all proceeds go back to our shelter
Absolutely.
Animals.
Absolutely. And the online store is at dogshome.com, of course.
That was indeed the news wrap. It was more like the news scroll. We had lots to get through today.
The Pets Allowed News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
That was indeed. And now we've got our pet of the week on Pets Allowed. The gorgeous Beyonce is still with us at the home. She's a domestic long hair cross, smoky grey in colour, 5 years of age. Kate, tell us a little bit more about Beyonce.
She's actually quite an interesting looking cat. She's unique looking compared to the other cats. The smoky grey fur is just beautiful. She has a very sweet disposition, I guess, just like Beyonce. She simply adores being given pats, and she's generally very happy to accept cuddles and things as well.
Mm-hmm.
She likes a bit of a chin rub, which I guess most cats do. But she does have a preference for not being picked up and carried around. So she might be the sort of cat that would jump up on your lap while you're, you know, sitting watching TV, or she might, you know, snooze on your bed as well with you. So she can be a little bit reserved in that way, and certainly in unfamiliar environments. But I think she's the sort of cat that when you got her home and she settled in and you built that relationship, she'd be very, very affectionate and loving. But she has a bit of an angry look on her face in the photo that you'll find on our website.
But don't let that dictate.
No, please come in and meet her. She really is very sweet. And because she has been here for a long time. And actually, I was in the cat adoption area this week, and I actually noticed and noted, that she was here still. So she's 5 years old. Her number is 976999, and you can find her on our website at dogshome.com.
Awesome. Do come along and check her out this weekend at 2 Gracie Street, North Melbourne.
Great shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Mike Larkin, and you're listening to Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Thank you, Mike. And don't forget his segment, Give a Dog a Home.
It'll be on
every Friday.
Yeah, tonight or indeed late this afternoon.
That's right. And you can also catch up on the weekend's weather, which apparently is going to be fabulous.
Oh, that's great. And we actually post Mike's whatever dog he promotes on our Facebook page.
That's right. So if you miss out on it, you should be on our Facebook page, exactly. Lost Dogs Home. Check us out. Now, school is in and bad behaviour is out.
That's right. It's fair to say we receive plenty of rough diamonds here at the home. We know, however, that they are precious gems that with just a little extra polish through to some tailored training will make brilliant adoptable companions. To help shelter dogs with basic behavioural issues this year, we, with Planet Canine, piloted and launched Finishing School, which is an exciting addition to our behaviour rehabilitation program.
During the pilot project, it was 12 weeks long, and we had a total of 62 dogs. They were placed on an individually tailored and reward-based training program to combat their behavioural issues.
That's right.
So what were these behavioural issues, Kate? What were the typical ones that we sort of had a look at?
Well, what Finishing School is aimed at is some more basic sort of manners type behavioural issues. So behavioural rehabilitation is a program that might go for several weeks as you're really working with some more entrenched behaviours, whereas the Finishing School is looking at, you know, dogs that need to sit, to walk well on a lead as well. You don't want to be pulled like a train. They might be taught to go to their mat. They might be taught to sort of socialise well with other dogs and meet and greet other people in a polite way. So those sort of more basic, I think, lessons or training opportunities that can be sort of, within some intense training over a week, we can really make a big difference. And that in the end helps them when they're in the adoption pens. They, you know, people take them out to meet them, and, you know, they're more appealing in their behaviour, so more adoptable.
Absolutely. And it's about once they get adopted for it to be a successful adoption as well, isn't it?
That's right.
The carry through of that.
Exactly. And I guess the idea with Finishing School is not just one person trains that dog throughout that week. Several different people can handle that dog. Like it could be a volunteer, it could be a member of staff, it could be a Planet Canine, you know, trained trainer. So that when they do go home, they're used to being another different person who's going to handle them and ask them to be obedient, or ask them to go to their mat, or, you know, take them out for a walk.
And so in terms of the number of pupils that we had come through in the pilot stage and the number that were adopted, what sort of results did we see?
Well, of the 62 that went through the initial few weeks, the pilot program, 60 were adopted within the 5 days of going up for adoption, which is just brilliant. So, you know, they weren't in the adoption teams before being adopted. I think there were a couple that took a little bit longer than that, or there were two, but they were still adopted in good time and they still went home to really great homes. Some of them we actually flagged also that probably could have done with some extra training, and we offered them some ongoing training with Planet Canine, and they gladly accepted that. And from what I heard, they progressed really well. So
And some are still continuing just as maintenance, for a better use of a word, but you know, in terms of developing more sort of skills and obedience and as we all know, Kev does a lot of sort of like dog dancing, so people are quite into that right now, and it lends itself to those sorts of opportunities.
Exactly. I think they find that they actually enjoy it, and they want to, you know, they want to keep going and learn more and more, and you know, and it just improves that relationship between you and your dog. You know, it strengthens that bond, it makes the ownership a much more pleasurable. If your dog's well behaved, you can take them more places, and you know, there's a sense of pride when you have a well trained dog.
Absolutely.
As well,
and it's fun for the whole family. Exactly. It helps you bond with your partner as well, so if it's something that you want to do together with them,
it's a
terrific journey for everyone.
Exactly.
Gay Radio, online all the time, joy.org.au.
What are you doing? Having lunch? Enjoying your Friday before the weekend?
I know. Have you smelled the weekend in the air? Are you out enjoying the warmer weather?
We're nearly there.
You know, smell summer in the air as well. So all good.
Definitely. So this is indeed Pets Allowed. And all throughout the program today, we're featuring our terrific finishing school program that helps shelter dogs with basic behavioural issues that need a bit of a polish.
That's right. And we're going to talk about Oscar, who was formerly known as Sparky, and we'll find out a little bit more shortly, and Princess. They're a senior bonded pair who recently graduated from finished school and now need a home together to call their own. To tell us more about this dynamic duo, we are joined online by Planet Canine and Finishing School head trainer Nicole Beasley. Welcome to Pets Allowed, Nicole.
Hi, Kate Noz.
Hello, it's good to have you on the show. We've been wanting this for a long time.
I know.
No, it's great. And I'm so rapt that you've chosen to focus on Oscar and Princess today.
Now, tell us a bit about how they came to the shelter.
Okay, well, I first met Oscar when he arrived about 3 weeks ago. And I came in on a Saturday morning, as I do, to meet the new candidates for the finishing school. And as I walked into the pens, we had all these really big, boisterous dogs there. And there was this little guy sitting there, Oscar. And he's so, so cute. I mean, you guys have met him.
He's
got
divine.
This crazy Einstein haircut and an odd little body. And he was sitting there so quietly. I thought, what are you doing here? Are you really one of mine?
We should mention they are both two small terriers, aren't they? Terrier mixes.
Yes, yes.
Age
Oscar,
7.
Oscar's
yes, go on.
He's got the crazy hairstyle.
He has. It
His
sticks
friend
up.
Princess is like a little Maltese.
And she's got kind of
about her.
Googly eyes, hasn't she? She's got big, big eyes. Yeah.
Like big, maybe Shih Tzu eyes or something.
And so when you met Sparky, how did you, come to the conclusion that Sparky would improve by going through finishing school?
Sure. Well, when we took him out, it became really clear that he had no training whatsoever and that humans really didn't make a lot of sense to him. So he was typical of dogs that, you know, a little bit older and had no training. He was aloof. Because he didn't understand what we were asking of him, he'd learnt to really ignore people a lot. So so he really could benefit from some finishing school. So we started just slowly with him, because you need to with dogs that are adult, you know, make sure that you make the training really simple and easy to follow.
Yeah.
But he was just so gorgeous. You know, once he started to learn, there was no stopping him. he's a fun guy. He really wants to please and he wants people to make sense.
Now, we are going to listen to Sparky's journey through finishing school fairly soon. But just in terms of finishing school, why do you think it's such an important program at the Lost Dogs Home?
I think, there's a few different levels that it's so important on. For the dogs, it gives them a chance to be intensively trained, not just by one person, but by lots of different people. So it means that they're getting consistent training. Mm. It makes the shelter a more dependable environment for them too, because they know that, you know, each day when they're taken out of the pens, or several times a day actually when they come out, that the routine's pretty much the same. You know, mm. They get time to sit with somebody, get to know that person, have a nice calm massage. They're learning skills that will help them in their new homes, like walking on a lead and settling down around other dogs. But everybody is using the same technique.
And they
so
get
the dogs, yeah, sorry?
I was going to say, and they get to know that, you know, people in general are positive, aren't they? Not just one
exactly.
person, but,
yeah.
you know, people in general.
And would you say, like, a lot of these behavioural issues are a byproduct of a lack of socialisation and training?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Just and confusion too. I think sometimes people expect dogs to really understand what we're talking about, but they haven't actually invested the time in teaching them.
Exactly. And dogs,
what the words mean.
And they want to please, as you said, I think, and they like to have those boundaries. They feel safe within, you know, what they can project and understand what's expected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you've seen it firsthand, you two.
Yes.
With dogs. Push those boundaries, and that's why it's so good having so many volunteers and staff involved, because you might find one person's training the dog and then someone else gets this same dog out and they really push them. Like they're just checking, hey, can we get away with this? Can I drag you around the
block? Yeah, it's such a positive program. I just love it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we get a lot out of it too, don't we, Nicole? Like the staff and the volunteers as well, I think. I mean, we, you know, that reward of helping out physically and tangibly with a dog, people who like Oz and I who work in communications or fundraising, but and also you learn a bit about training, dog behaviour.
It's almost like your skills get brushed up as well.
Exactly, not just the dogs.
Because I think every person that works at the Lost Dog Home, you only work there because you love dogs.
Yeah.
And it must be hard, you know, if you're sitting there and working really hard in your capacity in the home, but you're not actually getting that physical contact with the dog. So
it goes a long way.
Great.
Yes. So it's definitely been a win-win situation with the Finishing School program, and it is still currently underway. So we're into the second season of Finishing School. Thank you for firstly joining us on the program today, Nicole.
Oh, that's okay.
And we will check in with you again very soon. We will now have a listen to Oscar's journey through the Finishing School at the Lost Dogs Home. Thanks again, Nicole. We'll speak to you soon.
Great. Thanks, Kate. Thanks, Oz.
Bye.
Blah, 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 blah.
As much as he tries to understand, Sparky the Terrier simply doesn't speak your language. Sue Conroy explains.
Many dogs like Sparky arrive at the home with no prior training. We must first explain the meaning of the word to Sparky, check that he understands before asking him to obey.
Sparky was enrolled in the Finishing School program, and Lost Dogs Home staff and volunteers set about teaching him new commands using praise, treats and toys. Nicole Beasley explains.
Here are three simple steps that we'll use to teach Sparky and all the dogs in the program basic cues.
I'm using a food treat above Sparky's head to gently lure him into the sit position and introduce the word sit at the same time. Once he's moving into the sit easily, I take the food out of my hand and check that he understands this new word. And thirdly, we start to reward him mostly with praise and occasionally with a food treat or toy.
Using the same three simple steps, Sparky quickly learnt other cues, such as stay. Now that Sparky understands some simple commands, his handlers are introducing him to a range of different distractions. The good news is that people are now speaking in a language that Sparky can understand.
You did it!
Good boy!
That there was Sparky's journey through the Lost Dogs Home's Finishing School program, and Sparky, now known as Oscar, as well as Princess, are now up for adoption.
And they need to be adopted together because they are a bonded parent. Two dogs doesn't mean double the trouble or double the work. These two are great, such cute little dogs, very friendly, and I think that, you know, it would be no more effort to have one than two. So they're just, yeah, please go along and have a look at them at the Lost Dogs Home. And you can view them on our website as well at dogshome.com.
Absolutely. What are their ID numbers, Kate?
Well, Princess's ID number is 978547, and Oscar's details, or previously Sparky, is 978546. And once you look at those faces, I know you'll fall in love.
Pets Aloud on Joy 94.9.
Now, from varied backgrounds and ages, our volunteers play an integral role in socialising, exercising, rehabilitating and ultimately preparing our shelter dogs for adoption. Kate, you spent some time with some of our volunteers earlier this week.
I did. I caught up with some volunteers who are working in our finishing school program, Jan, and some new volunteers actually that I hadn't met, but they're really enjoying their time working with the dogs in finishing school.
And we've got a package for you right now.
We've got Freddie, and he's a Maltese cross, and he's a bit worried about other dogs when he's on the lead, so we're just trying to get him used to other dogs being around him and him not barking and being scared of them. So that's the main thing.
And is he making progress?
Yeah, look, today he was fine. He just at the start was really barky, but as the lesson progressed, he certainly was less, and he's become a bit more relaxed, you know, in the middle of all the other dogs. So with a bit more work, hopefully be right.
What do you get out of working with the dogs in finishing school, Jan?
The satisfaction that then they go to adoption, so then they get hopefully a forever home. It'd be nice to see ones that have started off, you know, really scared or really cheeky, and then turn into lovely dogs. So yeah, that's the satisfaction from it. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Raph. I'm a volunteer at the Lost Dogs Home.
Who have we got here?
This is Sticks.
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 Yeah.
So Sticks is a boy. What are we hoping to teach Sticks in finishing school?
Well, the basics, like how to sit when he's told to, and to come and to be a bit more calm when he's going to be washed or walked or anything like that.
Yeah.
You just get more ready for your dog.
Have you done many finishing school sessions? Have you been volunteering for long?
Yeah, I think now for about 4 months or so I've been coming to them.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I was just walking dogs before, but this takes up the hour pretty good, and it's fun, you know, watching the dogs change. It's great, yeah. I love them. Each time you come, you know, you look after someone else. I'm a big dog lover, and I don't own a dog, so it's nice to come here.
That there was a bit of a synopsis, or a roundup on just a couple of our volunteers. And you heard from Raph there, and he's actually from our Sacred Heart Mission Group.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, Sticks. That was we had to keep that in.
Sorry, it was very embarrassing, that bit. Who would call a dog Sticks? I don't know. But anyway, they're such a lovely bunch of people, and they get so much out of it. It's you know, the dogs are, they're just as happy as the dogs, you know, to be learning. So.
Absolutely. Look, and it is, you know, they get something out of it. Our dogs get so much more out of it. Jen, who we heard from at the top, has been volunteering for about three or so years. And regularly, every week.
Yeah, she's a familiar face around the Lost Dogs Home now. You know, she helps out at events as well, on occasion, as well as walking the dogs. She's fantastic.
Now, if you want to join our family of volunteers at the Lost Dogs Home, be it dog walking, working at events, or
helping in the office with, you know, folding receipts or folding our free tag letters to put in the mail, there's plenty of opportunity, and we'd love to see you.
Absolutely. Or like Raph and Jan, if you'd like to participate in the finishing school, do get in touch with us. You can call our North Melbourne shelter on 9329 2755 or email volunteering@dogshome.com.
Hi, Daryl Summers here. This is Pets Aloud, Joy's very own pet friendly zone.
This is Dog Dates, your pet's community calendar.
And it's that time of the show on Pets Aloud where we look at what your pooch should get up to this weekend or the weekends ahead.
That's right. And coming up this Sunday, the 26th, we have the Nillumbik microchipping event that is going on at Marnbrook Oval in Diamond Creek from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll be microchipping there for $25, which is a fantastic rate. If you're interested in booking in, you can go to petregister.com.au.
There's a couple more events coming up, microchipping events.
There are, so, yes. Then Sunday the 9th of November, we will be at Bayside City Council for another companion animal microchipping day at Royal Avenue Park, 76 Royal Avenue. Again, from 10 to 2, we'll be microchipping for $25. Bookings will be closing Friday the 7th of November. Again, go to petregister.com.au to make your booking. And then another microchipping day on Sunday the 30th of November at Banyule City Council at Ivanhoe Town Hall, 275 Upper Heidelberg Road, from 10 to 12 p.m., $25. And bookings for that will close on Friday the 28th of November. Again, go to petregister.com.au to book your microchipping. So plenty of opportunity.
By the end of November, if your pet's not microchipped,
there's something
you've got
wrong.
No excuses.
Exactly. And we've got plenty of other exciting events coming up in the coming weeks, especially in another fantastic one, which we'll be talking about later on in November. And also we start, you know, our Pet ID month in December.
That's right. So if your pet is microchipped, our next message is to make sure your details are up to date. Else the microchip is useless pretty much. So we'll be drumming that all month long in December because it's that time of the year where we get lots of animals coming into our shelter because of weather, because people have gone away, because of fireworks.
All sorts of things. And it's really, or if you're traveling with your pet and you're going into an unfamiliar place with your pet, to make sure that their identification is current, your contact details are up to date, they've got a tag on as well. It's so important. So it saves a lot of heartache, doesn't it? Like if we can, you know, if your pet does go missing and things do go wrong, if someone can just simply give you a call because your ID is up to date or your pet's ID is up to date, makes everything so much easier.
If you do want to, in the meantime, check if your pet's, if your details are up to date, you can always call our 24/7 National Pet Register line on 1300-REG-PET. And if they can't help you out directly there, they can put you on the road to making sure that everything is up to date on your pet's microchip.
So you can have that peace of mind.
Absolutely.
Gay Radio, online, all the time. joy.org.au.
We need to remind listeners our pet of the week
is the lovely Beyonce, who's a beautiful cat currently available at our North Melbourne shelter. She is, her animal ID number is, and I'm just finding that, 976999. She's a 5 years smoky grey female. Encourage you to come in and actually meet her. As I said, her photo is a little bit on the grumpy side, but she is a really beautiful smoochy cat.
You need to come and cuddle her in person and everything will change. We also had our Oscar was our finishing school graduate. Oscar's ID number is 978546, and Oscar is in a bonded pair. Princess is his mate's name, and Princess's ID number was 978547.
So, is there anything that you missed on today's show? Don't worry, you can visit our podcast at our profile page at joy.org.au/petsallowed.
Okay, that's another Pets Allowed program for this week. We are looking forward to catching you again next week from 12. It'll be myself again next week, I believe.
It could be Ellen. But we look forward to talking to you.
And in the meantime, don't forget to walk your dogs.
And pat your cats.
This is Joy 94.9.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.